Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, an informational community meeting was held this past Tuesday in Eau Claire to discuss a proposed day resource center for the unhoused and housing insecure in the city of Eau Claire. More on that coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. This past Tuesday, on the third floor of the library in Eau Claire, an informational community meeting was held to discuss a proposed day resource center in downtown Eau Claire. During the meeting, staff from Western Dairyland Economic Opportunity Council and Hope Gospel Mission, as well as from the city of Eau Claire, provided an update on the preliminary plans to build a day resource center, which would bring together a variety of services to assist unhoused and housing insecure members of the community. According to a handout at the event, the Day Resource Center would provide comprehensive homeless services and year-round daytime shelter from extreme weather. These services would be provided by Hope Gospel Mission in a modern facility with expanded hours. Bathroom, showers, storage areas, and congregate meeting spaces would be available to anyone in need. The building would include expanded offices for homeless programs operated by Western Dairyland Economic Opportunity Council, Housing First, Rapid Rehousing, Homeless Prevention, Homeless Assistance Program for Youth, Family Homeless Shelters, and Housing Stability. Additional meeting spaces would be available to local businesses and community organizations. It's envisioned the future site would also have additional meeting spaces available to local businesses and community organizations serving the homeless community. Western Dairyland CEO Anna Cartarello says the unhoused and housing insecure population in Eau Claire is incredibly diverse.
There is not one solution that works for everyone. So we talked about family shelters and Housing First and rapid rehousing and stability and youth programs, all different for different populations and different needs of people. Some people are homeless temporarily, some people are homeless chronically, and many in between. Some people, we can prevent it.
Cartarello looks back and ahead regarding a day resource center in Eau Claire.
So we have had in Eau Claire some kind of day resource center, you know, aka a warming or cooling shelter, since 1998. So almost 26 years. So many local groups have been working towards this model for many years. In the spring of 2023, Western Dairyland, we began collaborating with Hope Gospel Mission and the city to try to find a solution. The support from the Western Dairyland and Hope Gospel Mission boards, Western Dairyland has hired Crescendo Fundraising to determine if there is enough philanthropic support to make the Day Resource Center a reality.
Hope Gospel Mission's Brett Gaboy says,
we are seeing at Hope Gospel Mission not only more people in general that are struggling, but we're seeing more people with greater needs, including mental health issues, the need for recovery, addiction recovery. The closing of healthcare centers recently has exacerbated that problem. We used to get a lot of people recommended from the detox facility that is gone now. There are a lot more people out there that Sacred Heart did care for, and they're just simply not being cared for. So the need continues to grow, especially in some of these areas. We are seeing people struggling with finances. Inflation, people with no hope, people that are struggling with depression, seeing people with no future, no vision for their lives in the future, and that tends to have people turn to things like drugs and other things. So you're seeing that problem continue. But this problem, again, is not unique to Eau Claire. We're starting to see more and more people in the downtown area, and we believe we are positioned to help those that are struggling, to be a resource to not only our community but the downtown area, to make sure that downtown is vibrant and functioning well.
Gaboy addresses what he sees as misconceptions about a new day resource center in Eau Claire.
It does not necessarily have more services. We're not creating all these new services for people to come to. We're coordinating and making current services more efficient.
Gaboy says they're also looking at enhancing Eau Claire's current day shelter.
And I mentioned that there has been already a shelter for over 25 years in this area. One of the problems is we lack a permanent location. It's a temporary location, can be kicked out any time or asked to leave at any time. And it doesn't necessarily operate. Our hope is to operate 7 days for and have a place for people to go to, a safe place where they can hopefully get the help that people need. It's our hope that having a day resource center will allow us to assist people earlier and prevent greater challenges in the future. A lot of that is about building trust and relationships and being able to steer people into the help that they need. And every person is unique and different, and we want to meet that challenge with that in mind. People do need help out there. The other thing too, that we do have resources. We have a shelter currently. We want to enhance what we're doing to make that better. If the community does not want this, what does the downtown or what does the community look like without something like this? Because we still have the problem that people are struggling. How do we meet that need? This is one way that I believe that we can do that, and we would be happy to be of assistance and help in our community. It fits in real well with our mission, and great partners with Western Dairyland and other agencies are really also coming to the table to see that this would happen.
At Tuesday night's meeting, Deputy City Manager Dave Solberg talked about the pros and cons of a half dozen possible locations for a future day resource center, starting with the Barstow and Seaver parking lot at the corner of those streets, right across the street from the Sojourner House.
Some of the positives with that are that it's available. It is able to be transferred from the city for this purpose. Concerns, and you'll see the concerns with all of the locations. The number one concern that is consistent is there's concerns from neighboring properties. So there is likely not going to be a perfect site, and that is a concern. That is a feature that is consistent with all of these. There's always going to be some concern with neighboring properties. But the Barstow Seaver Street, we call the Seaver Street lot. The partners, Western Dairyland and Hope Gospel Mission, are not supportive of that site because it is too congregate or too close to Sojourners, and a better model is to have them close but not that close. And it's a smaller site too. It's not one of the larger sites, so it does present a challenge and a higher cost to try and fit that into a small site.
Solberg also talked about the Graham Riverside parking deck or lot.
And that's the parking deck down on the Chippa River. It's on Graham Avenue. That is a structure that is in need of replacement. It's at the end of its structural life. That is in city ownership. It could potentially serve as a location for this. It meets the criteria that Anna had listed. There is a higher cost with that because there would be a removal cost for the existing structure. Again, you have the concerns from neighboring property members and the higher cost that it would take to build because of building in a floodplain and so forth. Lastly, for as far as the comprehensive plan and redevelopment, it's on a river, and typically those are viewed for more density, more tax gaining purposes.
A third location under consideration is possibly the front runner, and that is the Main and Farwell parking lot that even was the subject of a city council hearing not that long ago.
Again, that's available and it meets all of the criteria that would be required. We lose parking. There's approximately 43 parking spaces there, I believe. There's concerns from neighboring property, from the neighboring properties, and there's a concern with traffic. Main is a collector route, and Farwell is a arterial route, so it is a higher traffic location for the safety.
Speaking of opposition, Rose Johnson, the owner of Offbeats Violin, has expressed her opposition to this site in the past and did again at Tuesday night's meeting.
I run a music school we serve 100 students a week, and then we have another music studio within ours that serves another 20. So we have considerable child and youth programming, and that was mentioned as a con for one of the other sites as far as the library goes, but it's not seemed to be viewed as legitimate when it comes to our operation, which is in immediate adjacency to that site. It is also the only parking lot serving north of Farwell Street, and Farwell, we agree, is a barrier. It has been one of the most utilized lots in downtown for the past 3 years. So we have significant need there as well. All the downtown businesses have opposed the site. The bid voted unanimously in opposition. Plan Commission voted unanimously in opposition. This process has been very rapid, and we have not been engaged in the process early. City did not engage us as concerned neighbors. So we have been trying to adapt to the situation, and we hope that our voice is heard on that. We don't lack compassion, but we do need to be heard.
A fourth location that Eau Claire's Deputy City Manager Dave Solberg raised as a possible future location for a day resource center in downtown Eau Claire is the Schlegelmilch parking lot, south of the Main and Farwell parking lot, and also where the temporary transfer center has been located in Eau Claire.
It's a large surface lot that when the transfer center isn't there, it has about 160 to 170 free parking spaces in downtown. So one of the drawbacks is the loss of parking if that was used. It also is in a qualified census tract. And what that means is that for the low-income housing tax credit, which are among the most affordable apartments that can be built and provided with the tax credits, this site is one site that the city owns that falls in a certain tract, and it makes it an ideal location to create low-income housing in the future. And that opportunity would be lost if the Day Resource Center was constructed on there. As far as positives, it's available, and it meets all the criteria. It checks all the boxes that are necessary for the Day Resource Center.
A fifth location that Solberg discussed is a park that lies between Farwell and Barstow Streets in Eau Claire.
Wilson Park, you know, a little bit of an unorthodox thought, but along the south side of Wilson Park, the park, you know, 70, 80 feet of the park along the south side could be converted into a parking lot and a day resource center. This obviously, one of the concerns with that is the loss of parkland that can be partially mitigated. We could replace part of that lost parkland on Emory Street, which is on the north side of the park, and then the new apartment buildings that were built there wouldn't have a street in front. It would just be Wilson Park would in essence be shifted north to make room for a day resource center on the south side. So it checks all the boxes. It's in the downtown location. It fits the criteria. The loss of parkland can be partially mitigated. It's closer to Sojourner House, so that's more of a concern than if it was at the Main Street lot or the Schlegelmilch lot. And then again, you would have the concerns from the neighboring properties.
And Solberg says more recently they've started to look at the possibility of the U.S. Bank lot.
The U.S. Bank building between City Hall and the library was purchased by the city last year. I believe we closed on it. And that was purchased with money from the tax increment district in downtown. And the city has a long-term plan to have what's called Library Plaza there. Part of it was constructed when the library was redone. The other part of it was planned for in our long-term plans to be constructed where the drive-through facilities are. So it's a site, it meets the criteria, it checks the boxes, but some of the challenges with that is the tax increment district, because of the rules with it, would need to be paid back. So the money that the TID paid for to purchase that building would have to be paid back, and then there would be a raising cost to remove the structure. So that automatically takes, you know, between $750,000 and $1 million that goes just for that site that would have to be paid back. Again, you have concerns with neighboring properties, but the two most significant properties are City Hall and the library. So they're city-owned properties. The proximity to the library, some of the concerns with Main Street site centered around youth programming and a day resource center and the appropriateness of that. Those same concerns could be laid out for this site. And then, you know, lastly, again, the cost of demoing the building.
Afterwards, I asked Solberg about the Eau Claire Academy as a possible location for the day resource center in Eau Claire, as it was listed on a sheet that was handed out at Tuesday's meeting as a location that had been reviewed.
Actually, we took a tour of that when it was first closing or whatnot. Then a developer was going to purchase it, and I understand that developer backed out, and another developer was interested in it. But what I've heard and what we've heard is that there are different organizations that are looking at that for housing. What level of housing, I'm not sure if it would fit this kind of housing or not, but if it's something that is available again, that would be a private transaction with Western Dairyland, and it probably was something that they would look at with that. But yeah, the city was interested in looking at that earlier, and then it ended up selling, or was going to sell, and then the development fell through or something. So, but yeah, we toured it. It's a good building. It's got good bones to it, many updates. So,
finally, in closing, Solberg says,
these are the sites that the city, if requested, the city would be able to potentially, and the city council would be able to make a policy decision to hand over. If it's a private site, again, it wouldn't apply for this.
Deputy City Manager Dave Solberg in the city of Eau Claire regarding 7 different sites as possibilities for a future day resource center in the city of Eau Claire. Comments from this past Tuesday night's community meeting held as this discussion continues. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks for listening to this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio.